I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity. Grandfather Edward C. Morrison served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, this Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026 edition. The dead voter case in Michigan is now officially dead in state courts. Yesterday, the United States Supreme Court declined to reconsider the dismissal of a watchdog group's lawsuit alleging that Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, failed to purge nearly 26,000 dead people from Michigan's qualified voter rolls. The court didn't comment on why it declined to hear the Public Interest Legal Foundation's, the PILF's, appeal. Action, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson said, was vindication of her department's work to maintain the voter rolls. Not that she actually removed 26,000 dead people, just her work in maintaining the voter rolls. Her press release went on to say, Michigan is one of the most active states in the nation when it comes to keeping our voter file up to date. And canceling the registrations of people who have died, said Benson in an afternoon press release. The claims in this lawsuit were not supported by evidence. They were partisan attacks aimed at undermining people's faith in our secure elections. I'm glad to see that the Supreme Court acknowledged that the facts and the law still matter, and that they stood with the lower court's decisions that have praised Michigan's comprehensive work to maintain accurate voter rolls, Benson added. The PILF sued Benson back in 2021 alleging the nonprofit found 25,975 potentially dead registrations. 0.3% of the 8.2 million registered voters on the state's qualified voter files as of August of 2021. They alleged back in November 5th, 2021, when they first filed the lawsuit. Federal district judge dismissed the lawsuit in March of 2024, and the appellate court upheld that dismissal in May of 2025. PILF have been seeking the United States Supreme Court's decision ever since May of last year, describing how Michigan goes beyond the legal standards for maintaining the voter file was the basis for the U.S. Circuit Court's appeals dismissal. We'll continue to wrap this story up on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final second half hour of hour number three here on this Tuesday. Continuing on with this story, the United States Supreme Court officially declined to hear the case. Therefore, all of the lowercase decisions leading up to this one is now over. The basis that the United States Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, in dismissing the case back last year, May of 2025, said a state that actively makes efforts to remove dead registrations based on state and federal state and federal death records is engaging in inherently rational, sensible attempts at maintaining an accurate voter registration list. The appellate court opinion read, Michigan not only undertakes this kind of effort described, but is also adopting and using additional standards as well, end quote, said the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. According to Jocelyn Benson, the current Secretary of State, state and local election officials have removed more than 1.4 million registrations from the qualified voter files since 2019. It's over. Dead people that this group allegedly found, almost 26,000, it's irrelevant. Doesn't matter. According to the United States Supreme Court, we're not going to take up the case. 26,000 dead people on your qualified voter files, that represents 0.3% of the 8.2 million registered voters. Get over it. We're too busy dealing with all these other cases. We're not going to hear it. It's basically what they said. Well, let's wait and see when the U.S. Senate race this year comes down to the fact that Mike Rogers wins by 26,000 votes. They'll do a recount. And we'll see how much 26,000 votes is proven to be important to a statewide federal election. We'll see. We'll see if the Democrats then start freaking out over 26,000 votes. You didn't care about 26,000 dead people still being left on our qualified voter files. So get over it. Mike Rogers is the new U.S. Senator winning by 26,000 votes. Do all the recounts you want. It doesn't matter. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. There will come an election. Mark my words. Whether it's a presidential election or a U.S. Senate race, the 26,000 votes is going to come up. Mark my words, it's going to happen. And then let's see if they change their tune then. Now, one thing that is very interesting, Democratic gubernatorial frontrunner Jocelyn Benson said yesterday that she wants to ban private corporations, investment companies, from buying homes, and that in her first 100 days of being on the market, these homes should be absolutely exempt from corporate buyers, thereby giving the private sector families 100 days to make an offer on a single-family home. Also, the new Democrat gubernatorial frontrunner, Benson, wants to tax short-term rentals, where these corporations have come in and bought up homes and now rent them out as Airbnbs. She wants to put a tax on it. Speaking with 10 West Michigan housing and homeless leaders in a roundtable discussion, Benson said she wants to expand tax credits to help new home buyers, speed up the building of new housing structures, and reform state-level zoning. Benson said a nine-bill zoning reform package currently in the legislature is a great start, and adding that zoning is a big piece of what is needed. It's about overall saying, what do we need to do to make sure no matter where you want to live or work in Michigan, you can afford to buy a home in that community? Well, later in the day, Benson received the endorsement of U.S. Congresswoman Hillary Schlotten, Democrat from Grand Rapids. Surprise, surprise. While at this housing roundtable, however, Benson said the nine-bill zoning reform package introduced was a great start, but yet she wants to go beyond that legislation. We need to address statewide zoning because that's a big piece of what is truly needed across the entire state. Benson said local zoning ordinances are sometimes limiting to the overall vision of providing more housing here in the state of Michigan. Many communities feel that they don't want projects in their backyard and try to kill them at the local level. Well, housing and affordable housing is all part and is the basis of economic development. Benson went on to say, the housing sector is not stable. If you can't create jobs in a community that pays enough for people to be able to afford to live there, to help people make a down payment on a house, she suggested expanding the Michigan Homestead Property Tax Credit by raising the income eligibility limits to reflect inflation and the increased cost of homes. Other policies, pieces she's proposing includes banning investment firms and private equity firms from buying up homes within the first 100 days that a house goes on the market, thereby allowing private sector home buyers to be able to buy it first. Benson also proposed a tax on short-term rentals to boost Michigan tourism while still allowing local governments to regulate those rentals. Benson also pointed to absentee landlords and said she would require tougher inspections and expand rental assistance. Many of these landlords, folks, especially these big, large corporation equity firms, they hire a local manager to manage the rental, but they don't have any on-site inspections if there's any problems with mechanical systems. Well, all of the major Democrats within the West Michigan area attended the event yesterday. They had people from ministries, youth housing, also the CEO of Family Promise of West Michigan, the executive director of Fair Housing Center of West Michigan, the CEO of the ICCF Community Homes, Grand Rapids Area Coalition to End Homelessness, and Jose Peoples of the Grand Rapids Housing Commission. Michigan realtors reportedly recently stated that the overall supply of houses in the state was rising, but was still well below the amount required to have a stable housing market. The realtors indicate that 6 months of inventory was balanced and that the 3.02 months of inventory was actually an increase over last year. However, the sale of homes at or below $125,000 has now dropped by 5% over last year's inventory. The median sales price also continued to rise, with February last month, the Michigan Association of Realtors claimed that the median, the average for houses in the state of Michigan, is now at $260,500, representing a 4.2% increase over all of 2024. Also, houses in that median range had also the lowest supply of inventory, standing at only 2.4 months. Basically, within 2.4 months, if they're not replaced, they will be out of inventory. So, very interesting dynamic happening with Jocelyn Benson, the anointed Democrat nominee for governor this next election this year, this November. Benson is going to be the Democrats' nominee, and also will be the Secretary of State in charge of overseeing her own election. What could possibly go wrong with that? This is absolutely amazing what's happening. So we'll see that the Democrats on August 4th vote for Jocelyn Benson to be the Democrat. Question is going to be, who is going to be the Republican? This is going to be a very interesting discussion here in the next segment. Why? What do you see as the short and long-term impact of Perry Johnson's $10 million media buy for the month of March? Well, a panel of pundits consultants, Megan Reckling, Republican consultant, says in the short term, $10 million will absolutely move the numbers. It will raise his name ID and likely shift polling. There's simply too much volume for it not to. The bigger question is going to be durability. It's still early. Michigan voters are focused on their families, their finances, filing their tax returns, and their daily lives. And historically, broad engagement with statewide races don't fully kick in until we get much closer to June. However, if the investment produces sustained movement over 30 to 60 days, this will change the dynamic of the race. If it creates only a temporary bump, but then the question becomes how long the level of that spending can or will continue, especially as we approach the ballot filing window April 21st this spring. Another Republican, Matt Wilk, in the short term, we will see a move to more retail politics much faster. The partisan politicking that we've seen to this point will increase.